Jesus. Hello, everyone. Thank you for staying for this presentation. I would like to first acknowledge my co-authors here, Dr. Richard Ferguson. He's a soil fertility specialist at University of Nebraska. He was my postdoc mentor and our very good research technologist, Glenn Slater. This morning, just going through this presentation myself, critiquing myself, I felt my title might look a little misleading, but I'm sure you would read it as if it's on a given set of conditions that physical coating improved our nitrogen management compared to conventional source or chemical additives. So this research was conducted on a central Platte Valley in Nebraska. To be specific, it's a Merrick County. It's loamy sand, very coarse texture soils, and it's an irrigated corn system, corn phase in corn-soybean rotation. And as you would assume, in coarse texture irrigated land like this, nitrogen timing would be very important. It's very well documented that a split application would really help to increase the nitrogen use efficiency, but it's very common to see in this region farmers still apply all at one time. Most of them have moved to spring application, but still around planting, they apply all their nitrogen. So here we are trying to evaluate a better choice of nitrogen source and rates. We are looking at, this is a randomized complete block design with four levels of nitrogen sources each year and four rates of nitrogen. We are looking at UAN, a very common nitrogen mixer. The first year we have UAN with 30% of methylene urea. Methylene urea is a urea aldehyde, which is also assumed to use as a slow release of nitrogen. And then we have split applied UAN with methylene urea. And we have ESN, polymer coated urea. All these three site years, UAN and PCU are common nitrogen treatments. And the last 2010 and 11, we have UAN with Instinct. Instinct is nitropyrene, it's a nitrification inhibitor. And UAN with Nutrisphere, which has both urease and nitrification inhibitors. So these inhibitors are different than most commonly known NBPT or DCD. And someone might ask why we have the first study where methylene urea is used only for 1 year. For certain reason, the manufacturer pulled back from this product, and we didn't also see it viable to continue with this research. And very important background information here about the weather conditions. All these 3 years were very different in terms of precipitation. The first year, it was dry year, almost 40% lower than the 30-year average. Second year, I would call it normal here. And the third year was very wet year. 30% more than 30-year average. On top of that, you call it our lack of foresightness or what? On the day of nitrogen application, we got more than an inch of rain. And within the 2 weeks of application of fertilizer, there was over 100 millimeter of rain compared to just low teens on in other 2 years. So just looking at the weather condition and our soil structure, you would very easily assume that we might lose a lot of applied nitrogen through volatilization in the dry years here and through leaching in the wet year. So it's a very obvious hypothesis, and before I go to the field results, I would like to share with you our lab work where we tested those hypotheses. We simulated 2009 and 2011 water input regimes, and we measured nitrogen losses through leaching and volatilization. We used these cylindrical tubes, 30 centimeter long, 5 centimeter diameter, and we tested four different nitrogen sources, PCU, UAN, and UAN with instinct and nutrisphere. So when you look at volatilization, when nitrogen fertilizer is applied and incorporated either through mechanical processes or through water input, what you see is on the plate B. In the wet system, of course, nitrogen is well incorporated and there is a less risk of volatilization loss. But in the dry condition, it really stood out that PCU could retain nitrogen in the soil, whereas UAN treatments, the standalone UAN or UAN with inhibitors, they showed that there is a loss risk through volatilization. And it's, some might surprise that how UAN with instinct had actually total higher cumulative ammonia loss than the UAN alone. So our idea, our thought here is that, and also many others have shown how when there is only nitrification inhibitors, due to the slow nitrification process, there may be prolonged presence of ammonium, which might lead to more volatilization. And with the leaching, these plots are for wet system. In the dry system, there was no movement of nitrogen like we saw here, and hence we also didn't see any leaching. But in the wet system, those are day 2, 4, 7, and 10 after nitrogen was applied. And you see how all the three UN treatments had their nitrogen moved down to the bottom of 24 centimeter column by the day 10. And that's what we saw in cumulative nitrate leaching. PCU was pretty good, just about 6% of total nitrogen applied was lost through leaching, whereas all the UN treatments had over 50% of applied nitrogen loss through leaching. Statistically, chemical inhibitors did reduce leaching compared to UAN, but still it was pretty substantial compared to PCU. So keeping these two things in mind, how ammonia loss in dry year could be potentially high with UAN treatments and loss through leaching in wet year, it will be very easy to understand what we saw in field results. So 2009, around at the low rate, 56 kilograms per hectare, there was no difference, but as the nitrogen rates increase, you can see how PCU really took off. And the UAN and UAN with methylene urea didn't really separate away that much until it reached at the high end rate. And the split application of methylene urea and UAN mixture did pretty good job because there is a confounding effect of the split application itself. 30% of this mixture was applied at emergence and 70% at V8 stage. But PCOs really look good here. And if you noted, this result also suggests that how PCU at a lower end rate might pretty well effectively perform compared to UAN, which are at pretty higher rates. And this two-year data, 2010 and 11, there's some increase of grain yield with the increase in N rates for all the UAN treatments, but PCU really stood out here too, and it also started plateauing. And same effect here, PCU at lower rates seems to be pretty as well effective as UAN at higher rates. So with this, and also there was a interaction effect of sources by year, as you noted, 2010 was quite a normal year in terms of precipitation, and 2011 was very wet year. And that really showed out here. Grain yield for all the end sources was lower in 2011 compared to 2010. But still, polymer-coated urea had the higher yield compared to any other UAN treatments. And UAN treatment with chemical inhibitors did better than UAN alone only in a normal year. So with that, I thought the conclusions were pretty easy here to make, that in a coarse texture soils, when land is irrigated, there are multiple risks of nitrogen losses, namely through volatilization in a dry year and through leaching in a wet year. And the chemical additives that we used here in this study were effective only in a normal year. And polymer-coated really was a big winner here, performed very well in all those 3 years. We didn't plan for this, but we really got these three so distinctive years in terms of precipitation, dry, normal, and wet, and physical coating of nitrogen really helped to improve grain yield and preserve nitrogen. But having said that, I have to acknowledge that effectiveness of all these nitrogen formulations will depend on soils, climates, and our study really presented extreme conditions of risk of nitrogen losses. And now I'm learning that extreme weather conditions doesn't necessarily mean they are rare. So in this context of changing, having more and more extreme weather conditions, it will be more important to look at these formulations on a site basis. So with that, I again thank you for being here, and I think we have enough time for interaction. So if you have any questions, I would be happy to. Sure. Sorry, yeah, I didn't go into a lot of those details. So all these fertilizers in the field, I think you mean the field operation. All those were planned, all nitrogen fertilizers were applied after emergence, and all were, and then incorporated. You're right. I mean, that's why I started saying that in this kind of conditions, certainly the timing would be very important. And if the conventional sources are applied sooner, then, of course, you would see there is a more chances of loss. So in that sense, all the specialized fertilizers will really look better. You mean, let's say...
My studies, my trials that I do on my own as a CCA, that's insurance. That's crop insurance in a wet year. You've been morning bushel better putting all your PCU on the start.
And that was the idea behind here, that, of course, we would like farmers to go and split apply nitrogen, which not everybody would be happy to do. So that's why we are looking at different sources. And you're right, we could even move it further early, and we would see more contrast between the...
Well, sometimes you get sweat and you can't get back in.
Right.
That's the reality of a farmer
right.
lately.
Right.
You put your corn in, it gets 6 inches of rain, you're not going to get back on that cell phone
right.
soil for quite a while.
Right.
If you got 10,000 acres of the plant, that becomes important.
Right. Right. So I did try to a little bit clarify myself. So this is a really on a given set of conditions and a given nitrogen formulations. The PCU we used here is, as you would know, as ESN. And same way, the inhibitors, these Instinct and Nutrisphere didn't seem to work well here, but again, we do know from literature that NBPT or DCD, those seem to work better. So certainly, so these results are just given for these formulations and a given climatic and soil type conditions. It's pretty neutral, about 7 soil pH.
And when you compare the split application, when and how do you spray your
How did I spray my split? Yeah, so we had one split application treatment, which was urea, methylene urea, and UAN mixture. It was applied about 30% at emergence, along with all other treatments, and 70% at V8. Thank you again.